We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hour number two, Dale and Keith, Sports Radio, WEEI. Kind of sad news from a Patriots perspective.
Sad news? You're not going to pay off that tease?
I am right now.
Okay.
Rod Rust passed away.
Oh, no.
Unfortunately,
Rossi,
not,
that is a yeah, terrible no, yeah. time
not,
sounder.
Not good timing.
You
no,
play that
no,
for
no, no,
deaths
no, no,
now?
No, 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 not when people are
unbelievable,
dying.
Rod. Tasteless, really.
So Rod Rust passed away at the age of 90.
Wow.
Tuesday morning.
Okay.
So I got word from the Patriots about that. I mean, nice guy, one of the worst coaches ever.
I was going to say, Bill Simmons used to do the column where he had the Rod Rust era, and that would be like the worst thing in the world. Like, there's nothing below that.
Well, it was 1-15.
It was
one
a
year.
Tough stretch. It really was.
So here's the deal. Apparently, there are problems at Fenway Park we never knew about.
One of them
involves the bullpen.
Well, not this year, Dale. Not the postseason. They've been very good.
Not that bullpen.
Oh.
I mean,
the physical
real
bullpen.
Estate bullpen.
The dimensions of the bullpen.
So,
what's the problem?
So Rick Honeycutt, former major league pitcher.
I remember
great
Rick
major
Honeycutt,
league pitcher.
Sure.
He's the pitching coach for the Los Angeles Dodgers.
All right.
And he says of the Red Sox bullpen, quote, brutal.
Oh, no.
Pretty brutal.
Doesn't like it, huh?
He says, what I don't understand is why baseball allows it.
Oh.
You've got the pitching rubber right there.
Right.
And people literally standing over you. So I guess what his beef here is...
It's been up for over 100 years.
Yeah, well, it was worse last night. People may have said mean things to Clayton Kershaw while he was warming up, apparently.
Did Clayton get his feelings hurt?
I'm not sure that they actually did.
Is that why he pitched like trash? Was it because of that?
Because of the bullpen.
It was a tough warm-up.
So it was
part
of
the home field advantage.
It was a tough night because the bullpen... Is unfair.
You gotta toughen up, Honeycutt. That is really, really bad.
You've been waiting to use that for months.
How could I possibly? I didn't know Rick Honeycutt was complaining about the bullpen until 2 seconds ago. What is his problem? I think that's part of it. When you play in L.A., you think that the fans don't care. And if there are people in the stands, nice. If there's not, fine. You're used to that, too. So you're just going to, hey, let's go play a game. We're playing a kid's game. But then all of a sudden you go into a place like Boston, or if they went into New York or Philly, it would be very similar. And maybe you get heckled a little bit. Maybe they give you the business a little bit while you're warming up.
Now, by the way, he didn't even say that happened.
He's just putting it out there.
You know,
he just wants to complain about something.
The pitching,
that's nice.
The pitching rubber in the bullpen is 3 feet from fans.
It's too close. Like, that's the way it is. And that's the way it's been forever. Forever. And so I don't know... If he wants to use this like to blame, or what does he think Fenway's going to change now? Like Major League Baseball is going to step in and be like, "Hey, we need a little wall off some space here between fans and the pen."
Let's play the game for suck it up, Honeycutt. Okay,
yeah, please.
Let's play the game.
All right.
So you flip the bullpens, you put the pitching mound in the middle of the bullpen, and you throw towards the outside. You flip it.
I mean,
now you got to put up a screen so you don't kill some little kid from the swamps.
I wouldn't feel good sitting there, like just looking over, like this guy's kind of wild, and he's throwing 95 right now.
So you got to do something to protect little.
Put up
Johnny.
Another screen. They got screens all over that
got
park.
Screens
now.
Everywhere.
Put another screen.
I mean, I guess theoretically you could do that, but I point out to Rick Honeycutt and Clayton Kershaw? This is the first I'm hearing of this.
Nobody's really complained about this. They'll say, fans will heckle you. And as long as they're not throwing anything at you like Tyreek Hill.
There was no indication any of that's happened.
None of that.
In fact, there wasn't even any indication anybody was saying anything.
But he just doesn't like it.
Let me just say this.
Is he nervous?
Clayton?
Yeah.
If this series gets to a game 6 or a game 7 back at Fenway Park.
It's not.
I know.
No, but okay.
But if it does,
yes.
And you're warming up in that bullpen, you're going to hear some stuff.
They're
going
to give you the business now.
We got
a real series on our hands.
You might hear or two if
Rick
that
Honeycutt
happened.
Is going to be going to have the his hands over his ears, just freaking out. He's not going to like that.
So it's interesting because Kershaw had pitched 346 major league games in 29 ballparks, had never pitched at Fenway until last night.
Interesting,
and apparently.
Not a great start
the
for
The whole
him.
Bullpen situation set just him unnerved him.
Well, he was there the day before, or was it 2 days before?
Sunday night he was having a toss. But nobody's saying anything to him Sunday night.
No, it was
night.
An empty park.
Oh, that might have had something to do with it. Might've... It was quiet.
So is he worried about his relievers, too, because they all stand up and they warm up and they're getting the business? I mean, I don't know. That seems like a really lame thing to complain about. Kershaw was terrible. I mean, he was not very good. Then the bullpen, all right, those guys are warming up. I mean, it's not like, how about the bullpen in Houston? The thing that was like a labyrinth? You're just like, you're
it's
out
like
there.
It's a corn maze.
Are you in a different stadium? Like, they would show cameras and you're like, where are they?
Where's
like,
my pitchers?
They're like buried underneath and you're like, this is a weird setup. I think wouldn't you rather be kind of in the outfield and like ready to go? Like, I don't like the ones that are down the first and third baseline where there's like no setup. Isn't Oakland like that where you're just like out there? And I'm like,
We get some 12-year-old trying to make sure that your catcher doesn't get killed.
I just don't like that's a weird setup because the pitcher could uncork one, the catcher's there, he can't see, he could get hit with a line drive. There's nothing wrong with the Red Sox bullpen area.
No.
Like, give me a break.
I've honest to God never heard this one ever.
No.
Maybe
we don't know anything about Honeycutt. Maybe he's just one of those guys that likes to complain.
It's a whiner.
He's a bit of a baby.
A whiner and a complainer.
Yeah. Sorry, Rick. Why don't you figure out Clayton Kershaw in the playoffs? Why don't you do that for your job?
When we get back to the calls, and we'll do that here seconds from now, just as we do that, I just want to update you. You told us yesterday about Chad Kelly, apparently. Broncos backup quarterback having a little issue.
I like Chad Kelly, too.
They found him mumbling incoherently on somebody's couch.
Yeah.
So he got arrested, criminal trespass at like 1:30 in the morning.
But who hasn't? Criminal trespass? What is that? You're still
Lucy,
in the wrong
place? Have you been arrested for criminal trespass?
Many times.
Well, yes. And they bailed you out every time.
Yeah, no problem.
Well,
she's
somebody
fine.
Bailed Chad Kelly out, but the Denver Broncos also fired him today.
Oh, no.
So they released him. But it turns out there might be more to the story.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Chad's side.
Prior to his arrest.
Yes.
He was involved in a physical altercation with a guest at Von Miller's party.
Well, what was that guest saying?
And then with hired security while being escorted out of Von Miller's party.
Well,
then
ended
up
getting
arrested, mumbling incoherently on somebody's couch who didn't know who he was.
If I got arrested every time mumbling incoherently on a couch, you would be still behind bars.
By the way, you're some big, tough NFL player.
Yeah.
This guy shooed you away using a vacuum cleaner hose.
Well, you've never heard of
that. That's a little embarrassing, you think?
Well, I mean, maybe he didn't want
to. It works for my cat, actually.
I was going to say, that's going to be a real issue.
Scare him right out of there.
But maybe he didn't want his clothes getting sucked up in the vacuum or something. He beat him with the vacuum.
He did, with the hose, yeah.
It's a foreign object of some sort.
Falls down anywhere on Friday.
What, Chad Kelly?
Yeah.
Oh, I like Chad Kelly. He's a great quarterback.
Of course you do.
He was really good.
He's good
at Ole Miss. He was really good at Ole Miss.
I feel like now this like adds to his allure.
I like him a lot.
You want the Patriots.
I'm still waiting to see what he did wrong in all of this.
Well, like imagine like going to a party with a defensive player and getting a fight. Like you want a little fire in your quarterback.
Yes, I do. Rossi, I think you like him too. You've talked yourself into him.
I am, but I'm sorry because I'm starting to think the way you do, sadly.
I think Chad Kelly would be a nice backup quarterback here in New England. Pick him up. He's available. Pick him up.
He could, you know, run out there with Brady.
Yeah.
Scream at the crowd.
I think so.
Maybe swing at somebody.
Maybe get into a fight.
He might do that. And I would suggest that if you are going to get in a fight with a guest at a teammate's party, if you play for the Denver Broncos, Von Miller's probably the wrong guy.
Well, I'm not fighting Von Miller.
No,
but what if it's some clown?
But you're fighting his guest.
Yeah, but does he
Von
think he
Miller's
likes
like
all the guests?
Isn't he like the face that runs the place?
I would think that he is, yes. But I also feel like that he's not best friends with every guest that shows up.
Well, it's his guest.
I mean, it's his guest, but it could be. So, listen, I've had people at my house.
Who knows what she actually said to him?
Oh, is a woman now, Dale? Please.
I don't know.
By the way, if it is, I will quickly change my tune.
I was trying to see the reaction.
No. I will bail on him so fast if he was getting into interaction. If some dude that might have been popping off to Chad Kelly, then you got to stand up for yourself, Chad.
Come on, Chad.
Come on, man.
Unlike Rick Honeycutt and Clayton Kershaw.
Coward.
Be a man.
Coward. Rick Honeycutt, coward of the day. We're doing that. You have a sounder for that? Ross, coward of the day?
No, that's not.
Oh, my God. I hate it. Hate it. But Chad Kelly is, of course, Jim Kelly's nephew. So there's good quarterback bloodlines there.
Apparently not.
Well,
he's unemployed.
Elway was a big fan of his.
Elway was.
Right up until the point where he released him.
Yeah. He'll be back. He'll get another chance.
Not here, but somewhere.
No, he... Stop it. He actually had a nice little career. Nobody cares about this, but he started at Clemson, got booted out of Clemson.
So there's a pattern.
He got recruited. Yeah, he was like an upstate, like a Buffalo kid, got recruited to Clemson, played at Clemson, was super cocky at Clemson, got booted out of Clemson. He went to a junior college that was in the documentary Last Chance U on Netflix, which is pretty good. He wasn't on that season. He was the season before, so we didn't get to see him, but he won a junior college championship. Then he went to Ole Miss and was really good at Ole Miss. And was a like a sixth round pick or whatever he was, but he made the team and he was not terrible.
Just swinging at frat brothers.
Now he's just fighting dudes at Von Miller's.
Couches wherever.
Belligerent on a couch.
Didn't even bring that costume he was supposed to wear.
No.
It was a Halloween.
The last criminal trespassing story I remember. Remember Ryan Russillo? Was it Vegas?
This sounded remarkably
Wyoming?
Similar.
Was he like? Remember? He was like somewhere random.
He just wakes up in some guy's house.
I'm like, dude, you gotta go. You gotta go.
And by the way, put some pants on.
It's the Broncos, Chad Kelly, half naked on my couch. Get out of here, sir.
Put some pants on and leave.
Must have been a heck of a party,
though.
Or
I'll hit you with my vacuum cleaner hose.
Get out of here with my vacuum.
No, just the hose, not the whole
vacuum. No, just the hose?
No, it's hard to swing a Dyson around like that.
I know, but if you make contact, though, if you pick up a Dyson, really smash him with that, that'd be pretty good.
617-779-7937. Peter's on the cell phone. Hey, Peter.
Hey, fellas. I love your show. I
Thank
was driving
you.
Around and I heard what you were saying about Honeycutt saying about the bullpens, and I had to call in. I was in L.A. a couple of summers ago with my family, and my older son and I went to take in a Dodgers game, and it turned out that Kershaw was pitching that night, so we were excited, and we went to go see him warming up in the bullpen, and my son and I are standing there saying, wow, I can't believe how close we are to the pitchers here warming up. What a great opportunity to see this great pitcher warming up, and we were like, I don't know, 15, 20 feet away from where he was warming up. So the whole
at
thing
Fenway, about, you'd be 3 feet away.
Yeah, you're so close.
Well, still, but it was there were hundreds of people standing around watching who could easily have shouted things he would have heard. So the idea of Fenway being so close that it would mess with Kershaw in an unfair way.
We've had several people text in and say that there were and you could hear there were a significant number of Dodger fans last night at the game. And apparently around the bullpen, when Kershaw was warming up, there was a lot of people wearing Dodger hats, Dodger shirts.
Yeah, there were a lot of Dodger fans there.
So they probably weren't even saying mean things to him anyway. They were going,
come on, Clayton.
Hey, we
come
love
on,
you.
Clayton. Go out there, Clayton. Come on. The Dodger Stadium bullpen, it looks like it's in like right field. And they actually throw towards the field, like right at the fence. But you can hang over the railing. If you wanted to really give somebody the business, you could do it there just as easily as Fenway.
Because you actually made freezing cold takes last night.
Yes, I did.
So I was just looking today.
Yeah, you really took a lot of joy in that,
I did.
Too, by the way.
Freezing cold takes just retweeted a Pro Football Talk column. The headline is, Jim Kelly says Chad Kelly finally gets it.
Now, take that, Jim. In your face.
Okay, maybe
in
not.
Your face. By the way, let me just say this about...
Oh, we're going to defend ourselves now?
No. I like what they do. I laugh at freezing cold takes. It's very funny. Thank you for including me. But I kind of did it to myself first. I don't know if they realized that. Like, they took a tweet.
I think that's sort of the idea.
Was that the idea?
I don't know.
I don't know. But either way, very good job by those guys. Very funny.
You were there. I saw it last night. I was proud of you.
No, because I was calling out Nunez during the Astros series. I didn't say anything about Nunez last night. Then he smoked a homer. But I did, like, a week ago say he was useless.
You made fun of yourself.
I brought it back. I searched through. It was like a week
it was some
old tweet.
Self mockery.
I brought it back, and then they posted that, which again was good. It was funny, but I'm just saying, I did it for you.
It was good.
In a way,
and we appreciate
it. I kind of did it.
Is this part of this whole new therapy you're doing outside of?
I'm not
the
doing
show?
Any therapy, actually. Doing
12
none.
Ounce therapy.
Doing none of it.
Well, you keep talking about how you're getting better as a person. You,
no,
you're
he's not.
No,
he's
I am.
Totally
he says he is. I don't know if it's true.
I'm trying to work out.
Trying to work, like, what does that mean, though?
I joined a gym.
Good start.
It's a great start.
When you say,
I realized
to
I was, I
now
was
the next
wildly
step is
out of
to
shape.
Go.
Yep, that is the next step. Yeah. We'll get there. One of these days, we'll get there. We'll drive over there. We'll figure it out.
It's not far.
I gotta do some cardio. I'm wildly out of shape.
We could do a show, little 5K maybe.
That seems like a lot of Ks.
1K?
I could do a 1K.
Walk around the building. Dale walks around the building sometimes.
That's true.
I don't do it as much anymore.
Yeah.
It's empty now.
There's
nobody
here.
It's lonely out
there. There's nobody to visit.
You can't even say hello to anybody.
No. It's like a ghost town.
Wait till we get to that new building.
I'm excited. The old
stomping
grounds.
You're the only one who knows it.
Yeah, the old stomping grounds.
The rest of us are going, really? They said, oh, by the way, we don't have a cafeteria anymore.
No.
But!
Nope.
We've got vending machines with sandwiches.
Yeah, there we go.
Fresh. So we're fresh sandwiches.
I'm just hoping they bring cups back. We don't have cups here.
Stop it. Cups,
I know.
What do you think? We're made of money here?
I'm excited for the cups also.
Well, I don't know if there will be.
Yeah, Lucy, there may not be. On cups
that was a false promise.
No, I'm hopeful for cups. I'm not promising
cup
cups.
Duty.
Cups are not coming back.
No, they're not.
Because it's our one thing.
Because they're ruining the environment. God forbid we recycle any of these slices of paper that we go through trees of. But
excuse me?
Huh?
Oh, no,
you have to do it, though, is my point. Yeah, Rossi is Captain Recycle.
Captain Planet.
Captain Planet.
It affects
with all of our powers combined, we create. I would, of course, be Heart if we were all Captain Planet figures.
You wouldn't be Cardio.
I have the most. No, that's true. I would not be Cardio. I got to work on my heart.
Captain Cardio.
My heart's working overtime right now. Yeah, that's true.
Wait a minute.
Do we really? Could it be?
It's your birthday today.
Raphael!
It's your birthday today.
Raphael!
Oh, yeah. Come on! There isn't really one of those,
yes,
is there?
There is.
22 years young today.
Holy smokes.
By the way, Raphael, come on, sit over here. We're going to let Eduardo hit for you this time.
Raphael! Oh, that's great
Rossi,
news.
Rossi, do you actually sing the names on these things now?
Yeah, great production work.
This one I couldn't do. I couldn't. I'm not good with three syllables.
Great work.
Raphael!
Oh, that is, what a thrill.
And as the song goes on, it goes, open your gift.
We never get that far.
No, we don't. Go ahead, let it play. Here we go.
Open your gifts!
Not exactly your choice,
no,
is it,
you
anymore?
Better open those
open
gifts.
The damn gifts.
I'm mad about it.
Red Sox, Dodgers, WEEI's coverage of the World Series is brought to you by Patriot Place in Foxborough, Old Dominion Freight Line, and Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Hit us up on Twitter at Dale Keefe WEEI. Now more of Dale Arnold and Rich Keefe on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
I don't view Clayton Kershaw as having to be the individual that lost this game. Last time I checked, Chris Sale was struggling as well. So I look at it from the perspective that neither of them lasted more than four innings. One gave up five, one gave up three. You know, Clayton Kershaw obviously gave up leads on two occasions. I'm sorry, they came back for him on two occasions, and still somehow, some way, he just couldn't hold on. He couldn't handle his business. But I'm looking at Dave Roberts. How you sit up there and you take Baez out of that game. Okay, after he strikes out two batters, intentionally walks one, and you bring in Alex Woods, who ultimately gives up that three-run smack to Eduardo Nunez. To me, that was the bigger issue.
What? So that's what Stephen A. says today.
Yeah.
Here's what he tweeted out last night.
Okay.
Quote, damn it, Dave Roberts, get Clayton Kershaw out of there. He's already rattled. Use him out of the bullpen. He's money from there for the Dodgers, but not here. It's the first inning, and the Red Sox already are eating him up.
I don't view Clayton Kershaw as having to be the individual that lost this game last
night. What are we doing?
I'm reading his tweet from last night.
I know you are, but my point is, so he didn't want Clayton Kershaw to start the game?
He just wanted him out of there.
He wanted him to pitch out of the pen? But once he starts, you can't put him in the pen later. What does he want him to do?
I don't know.
And then he said, oh, they both pitched four innings, so what are you going to do? It was a wash? Well, not really. Kershaw allowed five runs, Sale allowed three. It's a pretty significant difference there. They were both bad, I'll give him that, but Kershaw was worse. So what is his point? And then he's saying it all comes down to Roberts putting in Alex Wood. Was that the difference in the game?
After he strikes out two batters, intentionally walks one, and you bring in Alex Woods, who ultimately gives up that three-run smack to Eduardo Nunez.
I don't know what I like better, when somebody pluralizes a name that isn't.
Or takes one off.
Yeah, it goes the other way, singleizes it a little bit. Tiger Wood and Alex Woods? Like, what are we doing?
I always go plural.
You pluralize them all?
No matter what.
I don't do that. I think it's funnier when people.
Yeah, it is. Either one works. And so he was upset with the Woods. Now, that was insurance runs. And maybe, you know, one run lead, maybe you do get to Kimbrel. I understand that. But at that point, I don't know if the game was lost on that move. Clayton Kershaw was bad.
Yeah.
They hit him around.
And Stephen A. was killing Dave Roberts for not taking him out in the first inning. And then he goes on his show here today, and I don't blame.
Yeah.
That's not what you were saying last night.
I don't get it either. I really don't.
We got the information we sought. We told you the national overnight numbers. Chris Curtis, who runs the Kirk and Callahan Twitter feed, tweets out, Game 1 of the World Series did a 36.1 rating on Fox in Boston.
That is a big number.
He adds the hot sports take. The Bruins win over the Senators did a 0.8 on NESN.
You know why he does that, don't you?
Oh, yeah, of course.
He's just kind
of because he's an idiot. Because he's got the brain power of a coffee cup. So basically,
I can confirm. I've talked to him as well.
So the reason he does it is because he's, I guess, trying to give you the surprising news that a regular season game on a Tuesday night in Ottawa.
I'm listening.
Doesn't do as well as a World Series game against the Los Angeles Dodgers.
I'm going to need some numbers to back that up.
Well, I just gave them to you.
Oh, thank you. Good. They're right there in front of us.
36.1 to 0.8.
Now, 36.1 is interesting because...
That's Patriots
territory. I was going to say, and not to go down a whole ratings wormhole, but Patriots-Bears this past weekend did a 35.9. So just under that number. Obviously not head-to-head, but case in point, all of the ALCS games were less than Patriots-Bears. And obviously Patriots-Chiefs when they were in primetime and all those numbers. I mean, that's what you normally see with the Pats. And so for the World Series locally,
they might do a bigger number tonight.
So you said 36, right?
36.1, yeah.
So game five of the ALCS, the clinching game in the ALCS, was a 26.2.
Which is really good.
Which is great. But so now you add another 10 on top of that?
Huge.
Pretty serious, yeah.
If you do get, if it does work out, that
people
Saturday,
like baseball.
Or they like winning.
Yeah, I like winning too.
If you do get to a possible World Series clincher on Saturday night, they might hit a 40 for crying out loud.
They could, sure. What else are you going to do on Saturday night? Nothing. Ross, you got plans?
Sit in your fortress of solitude, play
it's the Dragon's Lair. And yeah, well, maybe on one screen I will.
Okay, maybe.
What are you doing, Rossi, on Saturday? You got plans?
Well, I have to watch this Red Sox game, first of all.
That's true.
But yeah, some Halloween parties.
Halloween parties. There you
big
go.
Halloween party weekend.
Don't get beat up by a vacuum cleaner hose.
I was thinking
promise
of dressing
me you
up
don't.
As a vacuum cleaner.
Do you have an outfit picked out?
No, me and my wife were still figuring out. We tried to do like a couple thing or the exact same costume.
You guys go as the
same exact
costume?
Same costume.
I don't know about that
one. That's a real newlywed thing,
and
isn't
it?
I mean, that is a total newlywed thing.
And then they do a whole who wore it better.
No, we're talking like penguins or a taco, like the cheap ones you get like at a store.
You guys are going to go as penguin tacos?
Good idea.
That's disgusting.
Have you ever eaten a penguin?
I have not eaten a penguin. I love penguins.
I've held a penguin.
Oh, look at Dale the Topper over here.
I have.
You've held a penguin?
I've held one.
You know what? You shouldn't do that.
In my hand.
You shouldn't do that because then the parents reject them.
I was. No, they did not.
They would.
They
loved
me.
You smell like a human.
They liked me.
Get out of here. When did you hold? Did you jump the rail at the aquarium and pick up one of the rock hoppers?
No. I paid for a behind the scenes personal tour of the penguin exhibit in New Orleans at the New Orleans Aquarium.
You know
what this was for?
I bet that was worth
it. This is how silly this is.
What is this for?
This is what we did before my son's wedding 3 years ago.
You went down to
the world's biggest when he was a kid.
Yeah.
Penguins were his everything.
Well, who doesn't like penguins?
So all of us went behind the scenes at this penguin exhibit.
And you got
and,
to pick
and
up
we
penguins?
Got to hold penguins and feed them.
Are
and,
they slippery?
No.
They look
I'll tell you
slippery.
What, they are heavy.
Heavy?
I mean, they
got a lot of weight on them?
They are solid as a rock.
They're thick, huh? So they probably wouldn't be that tasty, Rossi. I know you want to eat one and put it in a taco. What?
You don't talk about eating penguins.
Rossi just
I
was a
care.
Minute
he
ago.
I can't say that.
I know, but
I was
saying,
not. I was asking.
They're probably all
question.
Muscle is probably what they are.
A lot of fat, I think, too.
No, muscle.
All
if they're
muscle.
That muscles
I'll tell you
weighs
what
more
do.
Than fat.
I will tweet out
Everybody
the photo of me holding the penguin.
That'd be great, Dale.
I will do that.
I'll
send it right out.
That'd be very
Lucy's
nice.
Been hot on the search over here. She's like, oh, I've seen that picture before.
You tweeted it out Dale on Keith National Penguin Day once.
Yeah, a long time ago. I did. It was
on National Penguin Day?
Well, let's be honest. There's a National Everything Day.
What's today, Lucy? You're going to be on top of that. What's today? National what day?
Devers' birthday.
Oh, that's right.
That Raphael Devers' Day.
By the way, everybody wants to know, Rossi.
It's hashtag Great Hair Day.
Oh, well, we're all set then.
I think all four of us can check. All so, set there.
Rossi, everybody wants to know who does the birthday song.
I do.
Rossi does.
Rossi, stop
we don't,
it.
We don't know. This
Rossi
is,
does.
This is a show thing.
We've outsourced
listen
it.
Listen to our show.
We've outsourced it. It is. It's the only place in the city that plays happy
and
birthdays.
Spoiler, there may be more.
Today, there's more?
Maybe.
You mean Raphael's not the only person born on this day?
That was a deep pull. I'm surprised they had Raphael in the,
you
in the catalog both. There. That's exciting, though. 22 years old.
I was shocked that he had a Raphael.
Me too. I thought we were like, you know, your Johns, your Michaels. That's kind of it.
Every once in a while, he comes up with a name that just
Patrice goes, was a good one. Patrice
when
was
he,
a
when
fun
he
one.
Came up with Patrice,
that blew our minds.
That was up there too. Mm-hmm. John's on the cell phone. Hey, John.
Hey, this is John from New Haven, a Yankee fan, I might add. But I've got my.
How's your life going right now?
I've got my 9-year-old daughter with me, who is a rabid Red Sox fan.
Nice.
Who's trying to convert me, and it's becoming, it's a close call these days. But we sat in the row behind the bullpen last night and had some observations.
Okay.
We were literally right behind the bullpen. The first thing we'd say was that my daughter's terrified you're going to talk to her, so I'm going to have to relay all of this to you.
Okay.
But in fact,
we have an age limit anyway.
Yeah, do we do?
No, I just made that up.
Well, she should be in school. We're on our way back to New York.
Yeah, Britain. By the way, she
the
should be in school.
Here. Wait a minute. Well, she did go to a World Series game, so
okay.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
But the fans, yes. We have to confirm they were getting on Clayton Kershaw before the game.
And getting on him meaning what? Clayton, well, you're ugly.
You stink.
I mean, what?
Yeah, what?
It was interesting because my daughter was right there. They were very conscious of their language, and
nice.
they were really nice to Clayton. They were asking him if he was cold. Was he feeling okay?
That's pretty good.
That's
a good
bird.
That's
suck it up,
funny.
Honeycutt has
yes.
really going too far. If what they're saying, yeah. Clayton, are you warm enough?
Yes, that's pretty funny.
But the best one during the game was they were yelling things like, "Manny Machado, you're a bad person."
Toughen up, Honeycutt. Oh, that's a good one. Those are good, clean burns. That's like a Norm MacDonald roast. Like that is well done.
Paul Lynde at the roast.
Right. It's great.
When you guys did the teaser for the bullpen, I was wondering if Honeycutt was complaining about the fact that the Boston bullpen, which was, full of mud and rain before the game, got cleaned up very quickly. And the Dodger bullpen, let me say, took a little bit longer to get prepared. So we
that
were
seems like good, clean home field
yeah.
advantage
yeah.
fun.
Yeah.
I have no problems with that.
No, I have no problem with that. Although that would be more worth complaining about.
Yeah, no,
right?
That's legit.
Hey, guys, come on. Let's clean this up so we can get guys to warm up.
We'll
forget
let
about,
him warm up as much as your guy gets
about,
to warm up.
Oh, these mean things that they're saying. Oh, they're so close, we can hear what they're saying. Like, come on,
yeah,
that's part of the game.
That seemed a little weak, didn't
yeah,
it?
Very weak.
With Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Six one seven 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 nine seven ninety three seven is the telephone number. Text line is 37937. Again, Tommy Curran will join us just after one. We'll talk some football at that point with him. But Red Sox with a 1-0 lead the World Series, so that's been a hot topic for most around here. Except now Michael's going to ruin it for all of us. Hi, Michael. How are you?
What happened? Michael, you there?
Hello.
Hello.
How you doing?
Pretty good.
Yes. I called to, I'm an old Red Sox fan from way back.
How many years?
Oh, no, don't ask that. Go ahead, Michael. Go ahead.
In the 50s. In the
good,
50s.
Good, good, good.
I saw Ted Williams play.
There it is.
That was when the bleacher tickets cost 50 cents.
How about that?
And he went up to 75 cents a night. I didn't see his last game.
Do you know in 1916 right now, the price of gasoline was 22 cents a gallon?
Wow.
Can you believe that?
Yeah. A long time ago.
Uh-huh. Well, no,
far,
I know.
Far away, never to come back again.
But they were still playing at Fenway Park, if you can believe it.
Yes, they. Yes,
the year the Titanic sank.
That's right.
Yeah. So anyhow, I call because of all the earthquakes that are happening on the West Coast.
Ooh, you sound like a bit of a downer.
No, I said, hey, listen, I love the Red Sox, and I don't.
I've gotten that sense. Them, yeah,
I don't like to see them in L.A. when it's going to come.
Oh,
L.A.'s been waiting for this for a long time, and it's here.
Do you know something? Do you know so
what?
So the earthquakes are going to happen during the World Series?
Probably.
What do you mean probably, Michael? Based off of what? Why do you think there's going to be an earthquake this weekend?
Oh, well, because there were six. Large earthquakes on the 22nd up in Vancouver.
Now, do you think at one point there's going to be enough earthquakes where California detaches from the rest of the United States? Because I know that's sort of a hot theory.
The force of earthquakes run down the plate.
Right.
And that goes along the California coast.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
Right.
Yeah.
So within the next
24
days.
Hours, apparently.
Yeah.
Within the next 7 days.
7 days.
LA, 7 days.
LA's going to get hit. All right.
Holy smokes.
7 days and California is gone.
Wouldn't be the first time World Series is interrupted with an earthquake.
From the 22nd.
Okay, so go back 2 days and then a week from Monday. I gotcha.
That's where the 6-8 and the 6-6 and the 6-5 and the 6-2 hit Vancouver.
Sounds like a starting lineup in the NBA.
In Oregon.
Yeah, right.
6-8 okay. Sophomore.
So, Mike, a lot of great insight.
I'm almost afraid to, but
we're still
how do you know this stuff, Michael?
Yeah.
Because I studied geology and oceanography in college GI.
You know, I took a geology class, and the reason I took it was because it was...
Because they made you?
No, it was referred to as rocks for jocks.
Ah.
And I said, all
and
right,
at Hobart,
perfect.
They said, this is as close to a gut course as we have.
Turns out, Dale, swap professors.
The
professor that used to teach rocks for jocks left. Somebody else came in, and it was a very difficult class. It was not just, what's your favorite rock? It was very tough.
We also had that at Wellesley, and they called it rocks for jocks, but they promised us that we would learn about diamonds and how to tell if diamond is a fake one. But that was the one thing they didn't teach us, and it was harder than
at Wellesley. Lucy
was like, I think I'm pretty good at this anyway.
I got the diamond thing down. Thank you.
That'd be pretty good. Yeah, that was one of those classes that you would take the test and you would look at it and you're like, is this my first day? You're like, I don't remember seeing any of this at any time.
Very deceiving.
Yes, tough class, rocks or jocks. Sounds good. Very difficult subject. But anyway, earthquakes, Dale, we've had an earthquake prediction.
So basically, within a week.
Yeah, they better wrap this up Saturday.
But can you imagine if we go to a fifth game Sunday night, gone.
Now, to be fair, if there is an earthquake, Michael warned us. He was pretty clear.
And
that
he was pretty
us.
Clear about, you know, yes. He was pretty specific. You know, he studied this. I don't know if you knew.
Like, is that in the news anywhere? Like, are we the ones that aren't paying attention?
We could be the purveyor of this.
Boy.
You know, we could save 10 or 12 lives.
I would like to hear Joe Buck and John Smoltz break this down. I'd like to see what those guys... They might have to deal with it. They might be live on the air when
it
happens.
They might be gone.
Oh, Dale, don't say that. Don't put that out there.
Michael's the one who said this is all happening.
Yeah, that's scary stuff.
No, listen, I love the Red Sox, and I don't...
I
don't like to see them in L.A. when it's going to come.
Oh.
You know, L.A.'s been waiting for this for a long time, and it's here.
This guy sounds like one of these predicting the world's going to end people. There's a lot. I mean, and somebody's going to be right.
He's got a basement full of canned goods, too.
Somebody's eventually going to be right. I don't think the world's going to go on forever. I hate to break it to you. Sorry. I don't think it is. I can't figure out if the Earth's going to get too close to the sun and everybody melts, or if it's going to get too far away and everybody's going to freeze. One of those, or an asteroid, something.
The last World Series.
I always try to figure out why Rossi plays things. So
it's a game we play
right
here.
Right now, I'm racking my brain. Dale, I can't think of anything. Can't think of a reason
Got
for this.
Nothing.
What is this? Rossi, go ahead and sum this up. Why'd you play this?
I was going for, Jason? Like, you guys. Well, I was going to get my horn going.
Because we're talking about the end of the world.
So
and this is what you thought this was fitting?
Like a theme,
thought this was fitting? Okay.
When the earthquake last interrupted a World Series...
Yes.
In San Francisco.
The battle of the California teams.
So that following week, the Patriots were supposed to play in San Francisco against the 49ers.
Mm.
That was when I was doing the games. And they decided they couldn't make sure the stadium was going to be safe by game time Sunday.
Mm.
So they moved the game to Stanford.
Oh.
So we flew out to San Francisco. We stayed there. Had a couple of aftershocks
right.
that Michael would have been able to explain to me very clearly
yes,
had he been
have.
With me.
Yeah,
and then we bust up to Palo Alto, played the game at Stanford, and got the hell out of town.
Interesting.
So the one time I would have done a game in San Francisco,
didn't
I did
do it
at Stanford.
Because earthquake. No
well,
kidding.
And that's why I did not just poo-poo Michael's warnings.
I certainly didn't either. And when I was saying he was kind of negative, it was more just kind of predicting the demise of California. But he thought I was referring to him as a Red Sox fan, which is not true. I thought he was definitely a proud Red Sox fan. Has been for a long
time.
And
let's be honest.
Yeah.
If there is an earthquake, Rick Honeycutt's going to be pissed.
Oh, he's not going to like that. He's going to have a lot to complain about.
Our guys couldn't even warm up.
What are we doing here?
The ground was shaking here.
Or in a bizarre turn of events, he'll be fine with it. He'll be like, it happens.
It's California.
Things happen.
Stuff happens.
Get used to it. No big deal. Yeah, that's a strange one. We've heard all kinds of predictions. I think David Price is going to pitch well. I think Nathan Eovaldi is going to pitch well.
And California's going to fall
look out for
into
Justin
the
Turner. Yeah, you know what? By the way, earthquake's coming. They better get these games in quickly.
Okay, go
Jason,
ahead.
Jason,
explain
I don't know.
This one.
What is this?
What?
This is Earthquake from WWE.
Oh, it is it really? All right. Well done.
I don't
see,
remember
he always
that.
Redeems himself. Well, he does always something really awful, but then he redeems himself every time.
It's like Terry Francona.
He lowers
you know,
the bar so
he has
so
a
low.
Reason. You don't always agree with it, but
no.
He has a reason.
No.
Which is clear in his head, but in ours, just, yeah. I don't know what he's doing.
No idea back there.
Dave's on the cell phone. Hey, David.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Dave, how are you?
We're great.
Three quick points. I sat behind next to the guy who called about his daughter being a Red Sox fan. And
small world.
You sat next to that guy?
No, behind him.
Yeah, I sat
oh, behind him.
Guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and right next to him. He didn't mention that the Red Sox bullpen was very nice to his daughter. They gave her candy gum and a baseball.
Wow.
Secondly,
pretty
last
cool.
Last week I sat behind the Astros dugout, and I mean bullpen, and they threw out a guy who immediately when he mentioned Osuna's spousal problems, abuse problems.
Yeah.
Really? They threw the fan out? Huh.
Thirdly.
I feel like Osuna kind of has to wear that one, if you ask me. But go ahead. And what was the last thing?
Thirdly, behind us were a bunch of Red Sox fans, five or six guys who were pretty loose by the sixth inning.
Sure.
And they were the guys who were pretty tame. They were harassing everybody, but they didn't swear once. And they were the guys saying Machado's a bad person. They were very respectful of the fans around them. And there were two Dodger fans next to them, and they didn't harass them once.
See, I think that's the way to do it. That's the perfect way to do it. I'm telling you.
And
you
I got
to
be honest with you, Machado's a bad person.
Great.
Really seems like a meek and mild Boston area
it
rib.
Is. No, I know,
it?
But that's the stuff that you should be able to do. You're not going to get thrown out for, but you're still kind of giving them the business. You're heckling them a little bit. I think it's funnier. It's more creative to do it without swearing. Because those are the guys, that's not even funny. Like, I've been in the stands, we've all been in the stands, where a guy behind you is swearing at a player, and you're like, dude, not that funny. Whether there's kids or not.
And there are
like,
kids around
and there's
usually,
kids.
Yeah.
But you're like, that's not even that funny. So when you're kind of going to the more
say,
polite.
Clayton, are you cold? Now that's,
it's
like
funny.
I like it, I'm good.
And he's probably thinking, yeah, I am a little cold.
As a matter of fact.
I'm from Texas and I play in LA. Yeah, I'm cold. Yeah. I'm freezing. Yes, I'm cold. So just reminding him how cold he is, I think that's great. So I'm surprised they would throw a fan out for the Osuna thing, but I guess if you're really, and who knows, maybe he was swearing while he was doing that as well. But no, that's good. You should be able to heckle. That's part of it. The fans are close in the bullpen. Why not? Give them a little, you know, piece of your mind. That's fine.
It sounds like they were really, you know,
it's
like Harvard kids over heckling him.
Right.
You know?
Exactly. Rick Honeycutt has nothing to complain
Machado,
about.
Machado, you're a bad person.
He is. He's a dirty player.
He's a dirty player. I'm surprised they kept it as clean as that.
Yeah. Hey. Good restraint.
In Boston?
It is a little surprising.
You know,
maybe we're not getting the whole story.
After you've had a little pregame time to warm up. This was the postgame show.
Yeah.
It's the same friendly fans that were chanting.
A-Rod sucks. You know, he doesn't, though. A-Rod's living the life. A-Rod's the man now. I'm sorry. If you hated A-Rod
to J-Lo.
Yes.
How tough is this for him?
He's doing pretty well. And he has a great sense of humor. Did you see him when he walked out in the Red Sox uniform during the pre or post game they were doing?
I like
it. Good stuff.
Where do you come down on the Yankee sucks chant?
Go for it. Loud and proud.
I mean, they do.
Yeah, loud and proud. I'm like Bruce Cassidy. Great chant.
Yeah.
Great chant. I'm not like Peter Gammons, who
who
relates it to locker up. I don't see the connection there. Yankee suck chant is great. Now, you don't need to do it now in the World Series.
Well, that's what they were doing it last night.
They were also doing some Beat LA, which is good.
That's fine.
That's a throwback.
That's old school.
And that's also relevant. Like you happen
to be
playing LA.
It made more sense than Yankee suck to me.
Yeah, I don't need the Yankee suck.
I don't hate it.
Yeah.
It's just there are times where you go, that team's the one you're worried
about. I don't take part in that chant, but I don't really care if other people do. Now, if you're outside and you see A-Rod and you want to go with that one, then I guess so be it. But why don't you focus on the Dodgers? You're playing the Dodgers. You got three more games with the Dodgers. Just make the most out of that. You got one more home game.
Now, they were really mean, too, when they were chanting, Clay.
Oh, he did not care for that.
Suck it up, Honeycutt saying, what?
He didn't like that. Like, they're so mean on the East Coast. So nasty out here. Good audio from the Fox Post game there. Like, are these guys talking about the game at all, or are we just listening to the
fans
chanting?
They probably were, but we didn't know.
No, we had no idea. We had no clue. So do you think they'll move inside, or they're just going to say, hey,
no.
It is what it is, and we're going to do it again tonight?
They're figuring, Keith says we only got one game left here anyway.
That's it.
So
just a mess. No good.
It was a good plan.
Because at least when, you know, sometimes like the – so first of all, and we've said this before, every one of these post-game shows is just trying to recreate the NBA on TNT show with Ernie Johnson, Kenny Smith, Charles Barkley, and now Shaq. Like, they're all trying to have that show. But when those guys go on the road, I feel like they do a much better job of still being really clear. Like, whether they're in sort of like in front of the stadium or the arena, sometimes they're inside and they have, you know, their backs are facing the court. You don't hear all the crowd noise, right. And there might even be a live crowd, but it's still very clear what they're doing. So they got to figure that out for tonight.
I mean, it's in, and part of it, most of it, has to do with, you know, when you do it. If you're doing a pregame show out there,
should be okay.
It's probably all right.
Yeah.
You know, when you're doing a postgame show in the aftermath of a 4.5 hour stint to the ballpark.
Well, especially a postgame show when the home team wins, because you don't have a lot of people leaving early.
So, no, they were all hanging around there. Having fun.
Yeah, like, there's no rush to leave. They're like, oh, these guys are on TV. That means we're on TV. And then they're just going to keep standing back there and chanting.
I mean, I know what they were going for. And as I said, they've got the Nesson piece of real estate that they get to have during the World Series because they're the network that has it. Nesson had to move a half a block down the street.
I think it would be cooler if they were in. I mean, I guess maybe you can't set it up quickly enough, but well, if they were in the park.
But the problem with that is they want fans. They want the energy of fans.
True.
What they don't probably want is, you know, drowning out your entire group of people who are yelling.
No idea what this is.
Bradfo show.
Yes, similar audio for sure. Very similar.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Text line is 37937. Tom E. Curran, NBC Sports Boston, will join us an hour from now. Noon 30 is coming up at the bottom of the hour. I have today is it Nunez 30?
It's it's been
is that
renamed.
A thing?
No, it's been renamed.
No, I don't know.
It's been renamed.
We'll get to whatever that is at the bottom of the hour.
Hell of a tease, Dale.
Sports Radio, WEEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.